From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, September 19th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Scarborough town officials narrowly voted to delay withdrawing the town's support for a controversial toll highway planned west of Portland. Peter McGuire has more.
Despite a town hall packed with opponents of the Gorham Connector, a resolution against the four-lane roadway failed on a procedural vote. There wasn't a supermajority needed to suspend meeting rules and add the agenda item, but most councillors spoke out against the project. Councillor Karen Shoup says the Maine Turnpike Authority has offered no new information to make her support the highway.
And I think that we should stop kicking the can, stop waiting around, and just make the decision.
The five-mile road is intended to address heavy commuter traffic in the region, but there is blossoming opposition to the $331 million project from local residents and conservation groups. Maine Turnpike Authority officials have recommended pulling it from the agency's four-year construction plan. They also pledged to do a better job at reaching out to the public about the project. Scarborough will revisit its resolution against the connector next month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Opponents of a 1,000-unit housing development proposed for the former shipyard near Bug Light in South Portland turned out to raise their concerns last night. Nicole Grisco has more.
The meeting was organized by a group that's against proposed zoning changes, which would allow for several apartment buildings that range from 5 stories to 12 or 13 stories. Some say the project is too large, and it would be located near petroleum tanks on an environmental brownfield site that faces a flood risk. Former South Portland Mayor Tom Blake is part of the No Yard South opposition group.
What would our liability be as taxpayers for the city for approving development that places 1,000 homes and 2,000 to 3,000 people in a contaminated site next to oil tanks in a flood zone? Yeah. We may be responsible.
Project developer Jen Packard says the project, which could take 15 to 20 years to build, would be designed to withstand sea level rise and storm surge. The project must first go to the planning board for consideration and then to the South Portland City Council. Mayor Misha Pride says he would vote against the development. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
The Lewiston Commission report on the deadly shootings last year revealed that law enforcement failed to take firearms from the gunman when his family said he was having a mental health crisis. On the heels of that report, the Maine Coalition for Gun Safety is launching the Safe Schools, Safe Communities Citizen Initiative to allow Maine voters to weigh in on an extreme risk protection order law, also known as a red flag law. Unlike Maine's yellow flag law, the proposed new law would allow family members to petition a judge to order someone deemed a danger to temporarily give up their guns and stop them from acquiring new ones. Nicole Palmer, executive director of the coalition, says if lawmakers can't pass a red flag law in Maine, voters should have the opportunity to do so.
An extreme risk protection order, or also called a red flag law, is legislation that has prevented gun violence in 21 other states. It's a common sense proposal that Maine people are ready for.
Palmer says on Election Day, volunteers will begin to collect signatures to bring the citizen initiative to the Secretary of State for consideration on the 2025 or 2026 ballot. Their goal is to get 75,000 signatures. Senator Angus King wants the federal government to bring more elements of deterrence to cybersecurity. King co-chairs the bipartisan interagency group known as the Cyberspace Solarium Commission. He says deterrence has been an effective strategy for national security. And when factoring in artificial intelligence and cyber attacks, King says the considerations are the same.
It's the same fundamental danger.
Yeah.
It's something that will make it easier to multiply attacks, to have attacks hit multiple sites. But the fundamental issue of how do we defend ourselves and how do we develop a deterrence strategy, I think is still there.
King says the commission has had success in improving cybersecurity policy by working with the private sector. Maine's deaf community was celebrated during an annual tea and awards ceremony at the State House today. Julie Novak received an award for promoting deaf culture. She says the Lewiston mass shootings, which took the lives of four deaf men, ignited her motivation to connect the community. Speaking through an interpreter, Novak says the deaf community is often overlooked by people who can hear.
We live this every day, and we are part of this, but often not recognized, that sort of silent partner. But we are important just like everyone else.
Josh Seal, who was killed in the shootings, received a posthumous Lifetime Achievement Award. He was recognized for his work promoting better communication and access as an American Sign Language interpreter, as well as for establishing a summer camp for deaf and hard of hearing children. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, an interview with NPR Weekend Edition host Scott Simon. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.